Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. Now time to talk about McLouth, and we're joined by the head football coach, that is Seth Mills, presented by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, Justin Mann's family as well. Coach, your team now 5-1. You bounce back, get a big win, 45-0 against Valley Falls. Shouldn't necessarily say bounce back. Of course, that JCN loss a couple of weeks ago. But obviously, 2 weeks back, win over Mission Valley. Then last week, a win against Valley Falls, again, 45-0. How impressed were you with your team's performance against the Dragons?
We were pretty happy. You know, they did some things that we had to adapt to. They were you know, leaving it all on the field. And I was happy with the way that we adjusted. We overcame a little adversity early, converted some big fourth downs to score on the first drive. We had a big pick on the goal line, keep them out of the end zone. So yeah, it was great to get it was probably our cleanest game we've played to this point, I should say. So yeah, I was happy with it.
5-1, off to the, obviously one of the best starts in recent memory with this team, but do you feel just kind of a bigger sense of feel and energy and buzz maybe around the community with how good your team has been playing?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to just increase our expectation level as a team, you know, and just expect to do well, expect to take a step, and then let everything take care of itself. So, yeah, I've heard from some people, they're excited at what's going on and everything, but we're trying to continue to do what we need to do to make that step each week. So, you know, we don't want to ride the emotional wave too much. So, yeah, I mean, but the people have been excited. It's been fun. You know, home games have been great. So, and our fans travel well, too.
Always good when you have the fan support. There's no doubt about it. Certainly showing with how your team has been playing. We're talking with Seth Mills, McLouth football coach here. A few more minutes here on our Coach's Insight program. I guess we're down to the final quarter here of the regular season. Just a couple more games left. What's maybe the biggest thing that you've seen as far as improvements with your team, if it's a certain player, certain position group, maybe from week one to where we're at right now? And then kind of a second part here, what's one thing that you're really trying to hone in on and one thing you still need to kind of improve on as we get closer to the playoffs?
Well, our line has been pretty nasty overall. They've done a good job of battling in the trenches and controlling the line of scrimmage. And you know, as we've went on, we've improved fundamentally. We have to keep improving. That's definitely going to be a necessity going into these last couple weeks and then playoffs. You know, our consistency has improved as a team, as position groups. You know, besides we had some fumbles there against Mission Valley that were a little bit of a pain to us. But other than that, we've grown a lot in being able to see the holes, you know, just getting better within the system. So that's what we need to continue to do. Defensively, we've really improved fundamentally, understanding our technique, understanding our job, and that's always a key to a big step late in the season. So the same, you know, we keep improving and then you know, take it to the next level as we take a step each week. So.
Well, the importance of this game this week, every coach, I think, for the most part, would say the most important game on the schedule is the next game on the schedule, and this week it's week 7. You get Oskaloosa, a team that's, you know, certainly trying to find an identity a little bit, just 1-5. But where things sit currently in the district, as you're kind of in that three-way tie for second place, now sitting in fourth due to points, but just the difference a win or a loss this week can make in terms of the postseason, just how important is that, and in terms of that factor, just in regards to district?
You know, it's huge. I think we're trying to really, you know, continue to hone in on the biggest enemy is us. We've talked about that a lot. We have control of what we want to control, what we can control. And if we do all that, we'll be okay. And, you know, the point stuff and the head-to-head stuff and all those kind of things, it's always a mess and it's going to play itself out. Oski week's always a big week around here. And it's also another chance to get better. And we know they're going to bring everything they've got, you know. So we've got to be prepared to play a game and to have a dogfight. Records are off the table at this point.
Finally, Coach, just give us that little brief kind of little scouting report on the Bears, what you expect from them, and a couple keys for this one on Friday night.
Well, you know, they've got some good athletes. They've got some kids that look pretty tough. I think they try to get you out in space and make some plays. And, you know, they played some hard D. They played some good D against JCN and stopped them a couple times. And so they've got the tools there. And we just need to put together a complete game and be consistent. That's the key to victory.
There it is, McLeod football coach Seth Mills joining us, brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniel's Excavating, Justin Mann's family as well. 5-1 Bulldogs at 1-5 Oskaloosa. Big game, not in terms of just league standings, but also district number 3 in Class 1A. A lot can be shaped out with a win or a loss here on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.